Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
God had a part in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only a part in his death, but a part in the resurrection of the Son. Why did God have a part in that? Because remember when we went through the book of Hebrews and it talked about, and I taught this when I was in South Sudan here a week or two ago. And they asked about that. That when Jesus Christ was laid in that tomb, his lifeless body laid there, but Jesus Christ was alive, very much alive. His spirit, we went to the book of Hebrews, where he went up and he offered his own blood once and for all on the altar that was in heaven today. And so that God approved, was not only approved of his death, but of that sacrifice that he made in the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary that was taken up by Jesus' own hands to the altar. And God was appeased for our sin. And because of that, he raised Christ up from the dead. Jesus, in John chapter number 10. Of course, it's obvious about Jesus' own death. Look in verse number 11, John 10, 10 verse 11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse number 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so now know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus said, I'm going to die for you. He did this on his own volition. And then verse number 18, we see the part Jesus has in his own resurrection, where he says, well, verse number 17, therefore God doth love, my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. So we see Jesus gave his life freely. No man, Jesus was not a martyr. He willingly gave his life. You know the song that sometimes sung, he could have called 10,000 angels. Well, he didn't need 10,000 angels. He didn't need nobody. He could have took his own self if he wanted to get off the cross. But no, he stayed. Matter of fact, where does it say that, Doug, Danny, somebody? It was a Bible. That for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Where was that at? You Bible scholars, Google that real quick. You're fast, okay? But for the joy that was set before him, speaking of Christ, he endured the cross. It's what kept him on the cross. It wasn't the nails. It was me and for you. It was me and you, knowing for the joy that was set before him that one day he would offer us as a love gift to the Father. Where was that? It is in Hebrews. Hebrews 12, too. So he willfully gave his own life. He also took it up again. How? Because he's God, very God. So we see that God the Father had a part in the death of the Son, in that he sent him for the purpose of dying. God the Father had a part in the resurrection of the Son, because we read in Acts 2:24 that God had raised him up, the Father. And then we see in John 10, where Jesus laid down his life freely, and he said, I can take my life, raise my life on my own. I had the power to do that. When he says, no man take it from me, but I lay it down myself. I had the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up. And then we see the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, had a part in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, back in Hebrews, Doug, verse number 14. I tell you what, let me go back to verse number 11. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, and I mentioned this in my study when I was in South Sudan. Jesus Christ has fulfilled the ministry of being prophet, priest, and king. In that while he was here, he was a prophet during his ministry. 3 years, he's that great prophet, okay? He is now fulfilling the ministry of the high priest, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. He is the great high priest. We no longer have the priest of, he's better than Aaron, he's better than Moses, he's better than Melchizedek, better than all these things we learned in the book of Hebrews. Why? Because he's the high priest now. And one day he will fulfill the role as king. Well, often we say King Jesus, you know, King Jesus. I understand the language, but really he's not the literal king yet. He's coming in Revelation chapter number 19 to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Are you following? When he comes, then he would fulfill all the three roles of prophet, priest, and king. During his lifetime, the 3 years, he is the role of the prophet. He's in heaven today fulfilling the role of the priest, our great high priest. And when he comes to rule and to reign, he will fulfill that role as king. Now, don't lose that vernacular. Don't want somebody to say King Jesus. I understand what you're saying, but he is king. He's sovereign over everything. But that role that we're talking about as king, he will fulfill that role when he rules and reigns in the millennium. So, and the Holy Ghost, so let me go a little farther. But Christ, verse number 11, but Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and of calves, but here it is, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place. How do you know he went to heaven with his own blood? That's what the Bible said, once for all. Having attained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean and sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, and it talks about the old priests, how they would do this now, but how much more, verse number 14, shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purged your conscience from the dead works to serve a living God. So we see the eternal Spirit talks about the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, had a part in his death, and the blood and all that was shed. He had a part. Now, I don't understand all this. I don't understand the triunity of the Godhead. Who can understand that? But I know what the Bible speaks of that he had a part in that. Matter of fact, let me share this. I got a couple more minutes. I shared it in the guys in South Sudan. We're going to show you about a 5-minute video this morning. I had so many pictures. After every class, they'd have lunch break and break. You know what they were doing after every class? They wasn't fellowshipping and just drinking their chai coffee. I took pictures of they were sitting around at what I was teaching. They had their Bibles open. They had their notes, and they were, you talk about hunger for God's word. They were checking it out. And I told them, because they asked them intelligent questions. Got on the subject about when Christ, about the compartments in the underworld that in the days of Lazarus. This is their question about Abraham and Lazarus and the rich man. Remember the story? And send Lazarus over here that he may dip my mind. I had so much. And he said, and the emperor said, he can't come because there's a great gulf in between. And where are they at now? Great question. And I told him about when Jesus died, his lifeless body laid in tomb, but he took the blood to the altar and went to Hebrews 12. And then he emptied the underworld of the unseen world of the dead, the sage people from the time of Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. At that time, they were all in the underworld. And the book of Ephesians said he led captivity captive. And he emptied that and he took them to heaven with him. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He told the thief on the cross that. So he emptied the tomb or that grave and went to the book of Psalm where it says hell hath enlarged itself. When he emptied that unseen world of the dead, literally it's like, and I gave him an example, there's a wall next to us, a little building. I said, if you kick that wall down, this building would become a little larger. I said, that's what happened when Jesus emptied the underworld of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all the Old Testament saints who are in heaven today. Okay, he kicked that wall out figuratively, and now all hell is underneath where all the lost folk are. And so when we talk about the Holy Spirit, his part in his death, all, in Romans chapter number 8, we see the role of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.